Kyle Jackson, Andy Scheer, welcome.
Hello, Julia. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, as you are quick to explain, James and the Drifters is a brotherhood-turned-rock band, in that order. So, when did it all begin?
Well, it grew out of some friendships that were formulated early on in 2010, and the sound has evolved as the members have changed.
Kyle, you are one of the founding members.
Yes.
So you've kind of heard it all, seen it all, been it all. How do you feel about it right here, right now?
I'm more excited now than I've ever been.
That's very good after all of these years. Andy, you haven't been here for all of the years, but you're certainly in that band of brotherhood. So the name, James and the Drifters, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I actually learned this story secondhand. This was back sort of in the semi-monastic days when all these guys were living in the same house. They went out for a late Taco Bell run. Taco Bell had happened to close because the manager just quit on duty. They said if you came back in, you know, a half hour, they'd give them free food. They said, yeah, we'll come back for free food. So in the process of driving around town, they stumbled upon this guy named James who was hitchhiking, and they offered him a ride. So he got in the car. They drove about a block, and he said, that's where I need to be. And then, you know, he was a drifter, even though it was only for a block. I think the name James and the Drifters was just one of those things that stuck while the band was trying to determine a band name.
That's a wonderful story, Kyle. Will you at least vouch for its basic authenticity?
Yeah, I think that's as good as it's gotten.
And it's a great story. So, your signature sound, to go with that name, it's way more than rock. How would you define it?
We've started calling it soccer mom rock just because of the demographic that comes out. I would say there's a fusion of several different styles, with rock and roll being the predominant.
And you have a real smooth, smooth, creative way of tackling your own music and putting it out there. And now that you have another brand new album ready to release, it's called The Glow. Mm-hmm. What kind of vibe or glow, actually, will we enjoy when we hear it?
Well, I think The Glow is definitely heavy. So there's a lot of minor chords.
Okay.
You know?
We tried to force out as many as we could.
I would say it's
redemptive, I think.
Yeah. It's introspective. You're wrestling with a lot of different things, a lot of different emotions. It's a very emotional album. I would say there's not like a lot of lighthearted, happy-go-lucky songs.
Your listeners tend to look for that, something deep and meaningful, so you're saying they're going to get it here.
Absolutely.
Is there a piece on the album that says it all, if you will?
Yeah, definitely Tides. That's the first single. It's a great contrast of all the different sounds that you're going to hear throughout the album. And also, it's a heavier and symbolic song. There's lots of lyrical textures. Come back.
There's a lot of depth in the lyrics, but there's also a lot of depth in just the sonic landscape of it. Mm-hmm. And even though some of these songs are about sad things, there's these hooks that you catch and kind of latch onto.
This sounds like that's where the glow comes in.
It might be. We're still trying to find out, but we think that's a lot of where the glow happens to be.
How hefty is your touring and performance schedule these days?
So the last year and a half, we've been predominantly focused on recording and releasing this album. So we've done mostly local things with the occasional one-off throughout the Midwest. Chicago's treated us very well. Indianapolis, places like that. But with the release of the album, we're planning on doing some more extensive traveling, you know, as far south as Atlanta. We're looking as far sort of east as North Carolina, up to Michigan, Chicago again, Nashville. So we're really trying to hit as much on the eastern part of the Mississippi as we can.
Good for you, Andy. And I know that you're going to be releasing this album very, very shortly now.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be sharing with your fans at that release, Kyle?
We'll be playing the album as well as some additional songs.
The greatest
Some of the greatest hits.
That is really wonderful. This is the first time you've ever been at the Fillmore.
It is. We're super excited, and we love supporting local businesses and being supported by local businesses and doing collaborations, and that's what we've always been about.
That's so. One grand venue, so great. What a good place to have this release. Now, Kale, you are one of the founding members. Did you ever dream all of this could evolve to the scope that it has and that we'd be sitting right here discussing it?
No, I didn't even think. I mean, so much of this band is just like, okay, well, what are we doing now? It's just a one day at a time thing. And the evolutions, you know, I look back and I'm like, oh, it felt so drastic. But now it looks like this big slow movement of different things that culminated in where we're at now. And it's just kind of wild to look back and think about the journey.
Meanwhile, what about the momentum? What a ride. Is that carrying you along at a pretty good clip?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely keeps us busy, that's for sure. It's a good problem to have. I would much prefer this to being bored.
And certainly you're going into your ninth year as a band. That's
right.
Got some staying power.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not going to ask for a single favorite memory. I know you've had a lot of wonderful ones over all these years, but is there something in particular from The Amazing Run, especially with the band in this newest configuration, which you've been together for a good 4 or 5 years in this configuration?
We have.
Is there something that would be forever in your hearts?
Oh, definitely. I think you aren't in something for 9 years without having your struggles and without having your moments of like, what are we doing here? And the key to our success is we've always just sort of exercised the idea of let's just not quit. Let's just not break up.
That's very deceptively simple. But right. How's that working for you? Well, apparently
we're still here. We're still making it.
Statistically, bands don't fail. They just break up. So
right.
We figure if we keep going at a long enough pace on this, maybe we'll get some traction behind it.
So all that to say, the moment that sticks out in my head over the last 4 or 5 years is, you know, our previous bassist stepped down. And it's always just been next man up, but we were kind of clueless as to who we would add to fulfill that role. And I want to say, like, the next week, Dan Willig had found someone. But in that moment, Andy and I both looked at each other and we're like, what are we doing? Are we done? You know? And then Dan just, he told us why we were doing it. He reminded us that it's not about anything other than just sticking together. And he sort of pleaded with us to give it another 6 months and just see where we're at 6 months.
And here
so
we are 2
it.
Years later.
Right.
That is a wonderful story, and thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So now that we can be sure that you're in for the longer haul, because this is the longer haul by now, what's next for you, Drifters?
Man, I think we're going to tour as much as we possibly can. And we're just going to see what comes out of this album. You know, the way that this band works is we just ride the momentums from one level to the next.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what level we'll reach off of this album, but I know that we'll be one rung bigger than we were before, you know?
Yeah, just take the opportunities as they come. And
yeah.
We always
make
just,
the most of them.
Yeah, and we always just kind of always have a forward-looking attitude and always looking for any new good opportunities.
Well, good for you. And I think that your own behavior and your own history has proven you can do it. You know what to do and you're going to do it. So we say good luck and we'll be watching and listening to be sure. And last question, you have built quite a following and you speak to many diverse individuals and groups of people through your music. In your minds, what's the most important thing they can take away from it?
I grew up listening and kind of being part of that jam band scene where there was like a culture that sort of developed and, you know, you'd go to one of those shows or you'd hang out with those people and any of the differences that you had ceased to exist. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about this band is that the fans that we have quickly become friends and the fans that we have quickly become friends with other fans that we have. And I think there's this organic camaraderie and this organic sort of unifying thing that happens between us and our fans and in a broader scope. That's the goal going forward, because I think fans who have sort of an emotional loyal attachment to not just the music and not just the band, but sort of the spirit of the band are the ones that, you know, the bands that are successful regardless of how big or how famous they get.
Yeah, nailed it.
How do you feel about the music that you've made and shared, Kyle? What does that do to your heart?
Oh, man. There's just so much fulfillment that comes through music, not only personally, but collectively. I just know that it brings so much joy to myself. And there's nothing more exciting than playing something or showing something to someone and letting them get just a taste of the excitement and joy that it brings you. You know, it's so fun to create music.
Kyle Jackson and Andy Shearer are Fort Wayne musicians and members of James and the Drifters, along with Anthony Giraldi, Dan Willig, and Perry Childs. Thank you for sharing your story with us today, guys. It's a great one, and carry the gift.
Thanks so much for having us.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek, talking with Kyle Jackson and Andy Shearer about their band James and the Drifters. The music you're hearing is Dying Season, from the new album Glow. You can hear more of Julia's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI. As it seems, it was true. The weapons you had were more than the guns you drew. Who was I to know I became of the stars?
In a certain kind of concrete world.